determination. Thank you.
Representative Franz, I do not see any further requests for the floor on these issues. No requests to exercise rights of reply. No. Does any delegation wish to take the floor on any other issue? That does not seem to be the case either. Well, colleagues, the Swiss presidency of the CD will come to a close at the end of this week. Today's plenary is therefore the last meeting held under my chairmanship. I am pleased that the constructive spirit that characterized the first part of the CD 2018 session continued overall to prevail under my presidency, and that we have been able to operationalize the principled decision adopted earlier this year to establish subsidiary bodies on all issues of interest to the conference. As I already underlined last week, the establishment of the subsidiary bodies is only an initial step. This decision has drawn the attention of the wider disarmament community and raised expectations. As such, the step that we have taken will not enable the CD to overcome instantly or rapidly its long-standing stalemate. But the mandate that we have adopted to identify commonalities, take forward technical discussions, and consider measures not limited to legally binding instruments constitutes a pragmatic way forward. It provides the possibility for the CD to take steps forward, even if of a limited nature. It opens also the possibility for the CD to explore potential new avenues in order to revitalize its work. Accordingly, subsidiary bodies should be an important, if not the key, focus of our collective attention going forward and until they conclude their work in August. I welcome that they have started holding meetings and that the exchanges seem to be both substantial and interactive. For these bodies to succeed, and bring clear added value to our efforts, it will be important that they are able to come to some conclusions. This remains an important challenge that we will have to meet collectively. Drawing up a program of work remains the permanent task of any CD presidency. In the current fluid situation, it is my assessment that conditions have not changed and are not met for a program of work to be adopted by the conference at this stage. I have also come to the conclusion that presenting a program of work that would not be met by consensus would not contribute to taking the CD forward. It is my hope, though, that the subsidiary bodies will contribute to facilitating the adoption of a program of work. Before concluding, I would like to express my gratitude to all CD members for their constant engagement. My thanks go also to all of the P6 for their useful guidance and support. Finally, it would be remiss of me not to also extend my thanks to UNODA and the UN Conference Services for all the essential assistance in support of our work. This concludes our business for today. I would like to remind you that Subsidiary Body 4, coordinated by His Excellency Mr. Michael Biontino, Permanent Representative of Germany, will meet this afternoon, 22nd of May, at 3 p.m., and on Thursday, 24th of May, at 10 a.m. in the morning. Subsidiary Body 3, coordinated by His Excellency Mr. Guilherme de Aguiar Patriota, Permanent Representative of Brazil, will meet tomorrow, Wednesday, 23rd of May, at 3 p.m., and on Friday, 25th, of course, of May, at 10 a.m. The subsidiary bodies will meet here in the Council Chamber. The next plenary meeting of the conference will be held on 28th of May, next Tuesday, at 10 a.m. under the presidency of the Syrian Arab Republic in the Council Chamber. The meeting is adjourned.